Cat's Eyes clientele's got enough reason to keep their yaps shut. If I'd done my due diligence, I'd have known Evelyn was working as a waitress at the time. Bet you can't guess where. Accusations of evidence tampering go way back, even before Riddell got indicted on corruption charges. Big deals, bribes, corruption, graft, all a convenient smokescreen. I remember the day they dredged the quarry and discovered victim number 3. That's what started this whole mess. The only people who could vouch for Pit Viper's innocence are dead now. My old partner was set to testify against Pit Viper for the extortion racket a decade back. Then he took a trip through a sausage grinder. Not a person in San Cayetano wouldn't be thrilled to see Pit Viper put away. Makes him the perfect scapegoat. The weapon from the first murder, dipped in ketchup. Just as it appeared in the papers. Death by stabbing is too simple, too obvious. The mutilation came when he was already dead. Pit Viper's original testimony is, and I quote, "He just fell over dead." Maybe, just maybe, Evelyn's husband really did fall over dead. The autopsy report is inconclusive. Par for the course under Riddell. The most important part of the autopsy report is the one that's missing. Toxicology. The Viper's fingerprints are literally all over this case. It speaks to Riddell's incompetence that the man walked. For all the prints at the scene, there were none on the victim's glass. It had been wiped clean. I've flirted with this city's underbelly since my early days on the force. After a while, you get used to the stink of it all. Every piece of evidence intentionally placed. It wasn't a crime scene, but a diorama. Look at his drink, huh? How the hell am I supposed to do that? If Evelyn were tending his drink, his guard would have been low. My money's on cyanide. Footprints from the scene. Spilled booze in a men's size 9. This is the only photo before they cleaned it up. The photo of the prints only proves Pit Viper was there. Not exactly the smoking gun it was thought to be. There's a rule in this business. Never trust a woman with a grudge. That was my first mistake. I was wrong. And now it's clear what was really happening. It all started when she walked in. I've seen enough. Evelyn's in danger. It's time for the killer to look justice in the eye. And so I went out, determined to protect her. Exactly as she planned. Looking back on it, I should have seen this coming. If only I hadn't been blinded by my own success. There's a rule in this business. Never trust a woman with a grudge. That was my first mistake. But I swear it won't be my last. I will clear my name and bring her to justice. It's time to double my efforts. I doubled my efforts, doubled down. This seems useful. I used every trick at my disposal. The trail's still warm. I could feel the adrenaline pumping. Damn, I'm good. I had it all under control. I'm about to blow this case wide open. I was judge, jury, and justice in one. Everything's falling into place. I understand everything. It's all connected somehow. The connection is clear. Things are starting to make sense. Hindsight is 20/20. You can't hide the truth from me. All stands revealed. I can see the pattern. My net grows wider. You're not getting away from me. Every street brought me closer to my target. Mouse? Meet Cat. I was playing a dangerous game. I've got you in my sights. I could see him just ahead, waiting for me. I've got you red-handed. I had all the evidence I needed. All right, Pit Viper, let's dance. With ice in my veins, I entered the shadows. The Green Ace murders are San Cayetano's most infamous cold case, and her late husband was the first victim. Public pressure to reopen the case has been mounting, but I'll stake my reputation on cracking it first. Ever since I struck off on my own, there's never been a case I couldn't crack. The cops were even kind enough to warm this one up for me. I thought myself the center of the world. Really, I was just the center of her plot. I guess that's still better than nothing, right? She made the whole room smell like whiskey and smoke. My kind of woman, if only she weren't still taken by her late husband. Her crocodile tears hid the cunning of a criminal mastermind. I'd wager my fingerprints were at the crime scene before she even stepped into my office. Lola LeClaire, proprietor of the Cat's Eye. If she had her way, nobody would even know about the damn murders. She told me to watch my back. I thought it was a threat, But the real threat was sitting right next to me, taking a drag through a furtive grin. They call him Pit Viper, ex-mafia short temper. Witnesses to his crimes developed a strange habit of diving off skyscrapers. All evidence pointed to Pit Viper, even when none of it did. He was the perfect suspect. Too perfect. The cat's eyes a real piece of work. Lounge singers, dry martinis, and a backroom gambling hall where death's on the table. Everyone sitting at that poker table is dead now, save one. The only one too powerful to dirty his own hands with murder. There has to be something hiding in the original case files the cops missed. Luckily, the chief still owes me a favor. The Green Ace files, the original police reports, witness testimony, documents, all gone like ashes in the wind. And guess who's implicated in their disappearance? The marked card from the infamous game. Hard to imagine killing someone over a hand of hold'em. The victim wasn't the one who marked the card. It was just meant to look that way, to give the Viper a reason to bite. After what happened to my old partner, I always carry. I'll be damned if I'm gonna end up packed into cheap bratwurst. It's a shame a magnum can't kill the arrogance that got me into this mess. Here's a lesson for ya. What you can't see can still kill you. I'd better watch my step. A flash in the dark, a black widow's fang. Even I almost became her prey. Ever since I took on the case, someone's been following my every move. That usually means I'm on the right track. I saw it out the corner of my eye on my way out. A smear of brandy in the dark. She was just waiting for me to leave the office.